The Supreme Court appears to downplay economics as it moves to restrict abortion. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. More now on the leak of an apparent draft of a U.S. Supreme Court majority opinion that would permit states to outlaw abortion. The document is still subject to some change, but it indicates a majority has provisionally voted to reverse the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An official ruling is due in about a month, and when that comes, about half of U.S. states will have restrictive laws in force or at the ready. Economists have studied the downstream effects of restricting abortion, and among the scholars who had submitted to the court a briefing with this data is Caitlin Knowles-Myers, a professor of economics at Middlebury College. We spoke this morning.
We have decades of rigorous evidence on the causal effects of abortion, and we're able to measure what happens to people. And the evidence overwhelmingly points to very substantial effects of abortion access on people's lives.
And what does it affect earning power? How have economists thought about this?
When abortion access is limited and travel distances to providers increase, as they will for a lot of American women in a post-Dobbs world, if Roe is overturned, we know that a substantial number of women can't get there and give birth as a result. So that's the first step of the economic evidence. The second has to do with the linkage between motherhood and women's educational aspirations and economic lives. And that link is quite strong as well. In fact, motherhood is the single largest explanatory factor for gender gaps in labor market outcomes. For instance, you see that men and women's earnings actually trend fairly similarly up until the point that they become parents, and then not much happens for men, and women's earnings really fall off a cliff and decline by about a third and don't recover in their working lifetimes.
Now, you advised the Supreme Court justices about this in the Friend of the Court brief. You've looked through this draft majority opinion that got out overnight. Does that opinion address this economic connection?
No, it doesn't seem to. And I will emphasize that my understanding is it's a draft, but I was quite surprised to see the court in that draft address this question of what's called in legal terms societal reliance, which I'll describe as an economist as the question, if Roe is overturned, will there be an impact on people's lives? And the court essentially in this draft opinion says, oh, it's hard to know. And they cite a brief by 240 people who characterize themselves as women scholars, none of whom I recognize as working in the field of studying the causal effects of abortion access. And they don't cite or discuss the substantial evidence that more than 150 economists submitted that's arising from decades of rigorous peer-reviewed research suggesting that, yeah, we do know the answer to this question.
Middlebury College econ professor Caitlin Knowles-Myers also authored a Brookings piece about what can economic research tell us about the effect of abortion access on women's lives. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
This news that the Supreme Court is poised to withdraw the right to abortion is based on what appears to be a draft of a majority opinion obtained by the news organization Politico, a leak on a scale never before seen out of the Supreme Court. Checking the market numbers, the Dow down 52.2%, the S&P now little changed, the NASDAQ is down 0.2%, with the Federal Reserve meeting today on fighting inflation ahead of turning off stimulus and moving interest rates higher tomorrow. Now, what kind of company could wipe out $25 billion in value and still be willing to spend billions to buy back its own stock and turn cash over to investors? BP, once known as British Petroleum. There's news today BP had to write off just about all of its assets in Russia, given sanctions that followed Russia's war on Ukraine. But because oil prices have been rising sharply, BP is still bringing in lots of revenue. BP's stock is up 6% in London.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The results are in on that second Amazon unionization vote we've been following. Workers at a warehouse in New York City have voted not to unionize. This is a major setback for the newly formed Amazon Labor Union, which scored a big victory at a neighboring Amazon place a month earlier. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
And David, that National Labor Relations Board says the vote was 618 against and 384 joining the Amazon Labor Union, and turnout was pretty high, 61%. So that's a pretty solid rejection of this new union created by Amazon warehouse workers in New York City. Workers at this latest facility were apparently not moved by the union's calls for a higher pay of at least $30 an hour and better job security.
What accounts for one yes and one no in these two union drives?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is the second warehouse is quite different than the first one in Staten Island, which voted to unionize a month ago. That first one was a fulfillment center. Workers say that's a tough place to work at Amazon. This time around, the warehouse was a sorting center. The work there is considered by employees to be more manageable. And I spoke this morning with Professor Ariel Avgar, an expert in labor relations at Cornell, and he said we shouldn't read too much into this one failed unionization vote.
This loss tells us something that we, in many ways, already knew, that companies hold a unique and substantial advantage in the union organizing process in the U.S. And it's going to likely take multiple efforts to organize facilities in Amazon or the organizing process in other companies.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Amazon Labor Union says it will keep trying. In this case, we don't know if they will file any appeals, but the union says that workers at more than 100 other Amazon facilities have reached out to them now.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you very much for that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.